In the opening session of my 8-session volunteer motivational prison program called Life Change Discussion Group, I usually read the following essay to set the tone and attitude for our first meeting, to get the guys thinking, quiet thoughts. Over the years, I have developed certain strategies, ways of looking at things, which help me feel better and get over the humps and speed bumps of life. One strategy I call walking softly, showing quiet reverence and appreciation for the environment, the world and people around me, and for myself. This is Dick Sedequist with my 10th audio podcast. I call this essay Walking Softly. Here we go. Walking softly. Sometimes I feel the need to walk softly, not shaking the ground, touching a branch, or creating a sound wave that could disturb the tenuous equilibrium around me. In the winter forest, snow is suspended overhead on boughs and branches. The slightest perturbation can bring it all down. Often I feel myself walking, moving, talking, and even thinking softly, just leaving things as they are. Call it resignation, quiet acceptance, or reverence. It's what I call walking softly. Others may call it lost in thought. Teddy Roosevelt said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." The analogy is a reference to big dogs. If you pass their property making a lot of noise, you will get their undivided attention. He was actually talking about international relations and how to gain respect. I already carry hiking poles. Their main purpose is to take the load off my knees going up and down hill. With their carbide tips, I could use them for defense, but more than often I plant and lean against them, taking stock of the view and my thoughts. The big sticks stand there like goalposts, my sights between them, focused at infinity, off in a fog somewhere, practicing my Henry David Thoreau. In my walking softly mode, I'm a very gentle guy. On the highway, my speed drops to 5 miles an hour below the speed limit, decelerating and accelerating slowly, saving gas and the environment. I concentrate on driving defensively and safely, thinking kind thoughts for the people whizzing by. My resting pulse drifts down to a double nickel beats per minute. It used to be 45 when I jogged. When I had surgery, I warned the anesthesiologist of my low resting pulse, so he or she wouldn't think they were losing me. Now I keep it down by swimming in the treadmill and hiking, of course, but with less pounding on the knees and low back. I don't think I'll ever get it down to my jogging rate again. Time and age are not on my side, although walking softly, my form of medication, helps a lot. When driving, though, it's key not to space out. Did you ever think, where was I for the last 5 minutes? Or, I'm not sure, but maybe it'll come to me at the next intersection. Scary, isn't it? It's better when I fly, because I'm not behind the wheel. There are two people in the cockpit who know how to fly, and are keeping track of where they are. There used to be a navigator, too, who also knew how to fly in a pinch. Oh well, even most planes are down to two engines. The pilots, engines, and navigation systems are more reliable than they ever were. Thinking softly is great on an airplane, especially with an empty seat next to you and no screaming kids within earshot. Also, when it's I, not the pilot, who is deep in thought. Some of my quietest and most creative moments occur at 35,000 feet. Walking softly is key to slowing the pace down, particularly when you've been hard on yourself. Sometimes I go to bed with the wrong attitude, kicking myself for some stupid move or statement I've made. Maybe if I had made a different decision long ago, things would be better. I have no answers. But then everything in my life would be changed. That's when tippy-toeing, putting one foot in front of the other, as quiet as possible, as deep in my mental woods as I can get, helps me out. I glide through the terrain. I recall snippets of past scenes and good feelings. I think quietly, contemplating any mistakes without judgment. I really don't want to change anything. Life is fine the way it is. Best not crying over spilt milk or which road I took. Any different path, and I might still be living with and unaware of my prostate cancer, which was found and successfully treated. I remember my children sitting by a campfire or next to a brook, poking with a stick, making sparks dance and eddies swirl, watching the action without worrying about tomorrow and responsibilities. I think quiet thoughts, listening to the breathing next to me, my breathing, the sound of my pulse when I lay my head on my wrist, slowly swishing like a brook. It's cold and gray. I'm focused on the branch in front of me, my arms hanging from my ski poles planted in the deep snow. Where am I? Here in the woods in my snowshoes, lost in thought. All of a sudden there's a swishing sound and a blackout around me. I'm being pummeled on the head and shoulders. My hood is down and my neck is filling up with very cold snow. My son, laughing as he dances away from the torrent he has just created by shaking the tree next to me. Where were you, Dad? Right here, son, trying not to make any waves. I think I owe you one. I'm thinking quietly, searching the path ahead, looking for a tree with a ton of snow. Even a good friend can bust your bubble. You don't go out and get even in a vengeful way. It's okay to get even with a little humor and in the spirit of friendship. A little fluffy snow never hurt anyone. Then I can get back to thinking kind thoughts, walking very softly again. A friend featured in one of my stories recently passed away. My next podcast, called The Gift, will be a tribute to him. Talk to you next time.